Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush had to check out for Hour 3, which is, by the way, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com.
People walk now, there's definitely more activity at the Hampton.
Some people over there?
Yeah, they're walking out of there.
That's good.
Yeah,
we like activity across the street.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's a new era for the ticket because the Hampton is open across the street.
And I promise you, I've had in-depth conversations with the marketing and sales team over there. We will have some sort of collaboration in the near future with the Hampton Inn.
It's only natural. We're right across the street. They're like our neighbors.
They are fans of us. We are fans of them. So sometimes I'll be able to announce a relationship. But right now, we like to just see them, what's happening over there.
Yeah, and I'm not pining for free breakfast. They don't have to do that. I mean,
they'd probably like to offer that to us.
Well, I know, but I'm not. It's not essential. It'd be nice, but I'm not expecting freebies from the Hampton. I'm not.
Okay. Well,
I just want to have a good relationship with them.
We will make sure that is the case. So yeah, we got that covered.
The Hampton is exciting. There's a guy waiting for a ride.
Yeah.
With his bags. We've never seen this before.
I'm looking forward to the Chop House, Rib and Chop House being open at some point next year, I would
say. I want to stay employed at the Ticket as long, just if only to say I worked across the street from the Hampton and the Chop House.
The thriving hotel and restaurant.
Can we make this show go another couple years?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Make that happen. By the way, before we move on, I am in a good mood this morning.
You're always in a good mood.
Typically. I had a headache this morning. It was kind of odd. I would say
that
it was
odd.
It was where two times out of 365 days a year, I wake up with a headache. I
wonder what that's all about.
It was weird. I'm like, I hardly ever get headaches in general anytime.
Is that allergies?
I don't know. I didn't like it though. I'm fighting. That's why I got caffeine. I'm fighting through it. But despite the headache, I want to give you a chance at $1,000 of cash. Mm. How's that sound to you?
I'll cure a headache fast.
Get your phones out and text this number, 508-777-1000. This is the IBA $1,000 cash contest, by the way. The number, 508-777-1000. Today's keyword is slot.
Slot.
S-L-O-T.
Slot.
S-L-O-T. Text S-L-O-T to the number 508-777-1000 or go to theticketfm.com. Click on the Cash Blitz logo. Enter that keyword and you have a chance to win $1,000 of cash. Give it away tomorrow around noon.
Okay. Fun.
How's that sound?
Sounds great.
That sound good? Okay. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We did mention the stats thanks to the text Ryan in Delaware texted Riola's midway point stats. But we are at the halfway point of the 2025 football season. So I would ask you in the Breakers, 464-5685, is Nebraska at the midway point better, worse, or about what you expected from this team?
About what I expected. I mean, I predicted 9-3, but I did so. I mean, I was 8-4.
Yep.
I was 8-4, 8-4, 8-4. Then one day, for some reason,
you changed.
Yeah, I just. It was a day in August, I think.
It was a cold day.
And I just thought, I think they can get to 9-3, which now
it's feasible.
Looks feasible.
And at that point, a third loss was to Penn State, which that could, you could still lose to Penn State, but right now they are nowhere near as scary as they were in August or even September.
When I predicted 9-3 or 8-4, I didn't think of specific wins and losses. I don't do it that way, really. I just think that's what type of team they are. So I don't know where the losses would come. I think it can be unpredictable when you do that.
Sure.
So I just thought they were 9-3, 8-4 type team.
We can all agree that, again, I think everybody thought that special teams would improve, but maybe to not this extent, where everything, I mean, the stats are crazy. Nebraska's punt return game, Nebraska has allowed -1 punt return yards this year. They have had, I think, 270 punt return yards themselves, which is more, they've had more in six games than they had in the last 51 games, I believe was the stat I saw. How about that? They've had more punt return yards in six games than the previous 51 combined.
Punt returns, they're averaging, they're averaging 14.78 yards per punt return.
Which is awesome.
And allowing, you're right, -1. Oh, that's, I mean, think about that.
That's unbelievable.
Think about what we're talking about. So that kickoff returns, Nebraska's 7th nationally, and they're 15th nationally in kickoff return defense. They're not great net punting. I think that's circumstantial, largely,
I think. A lot of punts into the wind for Archie.
Yeah, not just a lot, and just not a lot of punts.
Yeah, not a lot of punts.
So, you're right. We did we expected special teams to be better, but not this much.
I don't
much
take
better.
To this level. I mean, it is. Kunanen's been good kicking the ball. He had one or two missed kicks.
He's 9-10.
Not one missed kick against Michigan. Pushed it right.
Yeah,
could have been a bad snap there, a bad hole.
Yeah, Kunanen's 9-10. They've just been good in special
teams. They have been rock solid. I mean, they were nearly dead last combined last year. They're probably got to be up in the top 15, top 20 this year.
Blocked three kicks.
As Jeff says, Mike Eckler, hire of the year. Yeah, and we expected it to be a vast improvement, but this is insane. It's a completely different look on special teams, and that's why for those who maybe I asked the question, you know, they're 5-1 like they were last year. What makes you believe they'll be different? Special teams has to be a big reason why. Because
it is.
Close games, if you don't have good special teams, you lose close games, and Nebraska's had that case for years.
Yeah, you just feel better about the whole enterprise. If special teams is going well, it makes you feel better about everything. I mean, really what it comes down to in my mind often is you have a great chance to win if two of your three phases play well. And if you can count on your special teams doing what it's doing every week, well, you got one. So just defense or offense, somebody's got to step up. And that's what they've been doing.
So I asked the Breakers again, is Nebraska better than, worse than, or about what you expected from before the season at the midway point? We got a lot of responses here. I'll read some of this. 464-5685. Husker Phil says, pass defense has exceeded expectations and special teams. Emmett Johnson has exceeded expectations. Rush defense is definitely worse than I thought, but it is getting a little better.
Nebraska's 81st nationally in rush defense. First nationally in pass defense. Did I envision Nebraska being first nationally in pass defense? No.
No.
With the benefit of having seen these guys during the season, Andrew Marshall's better.
Oh, he's good.
Than I thought.
He's good. The Idaho transfer.
Now, I shouldn't say better than I thought. You just didn't know, right? You just didn't know what that would look like. Now, you started hearing right away when he got here, oh, guy, he's good, simple. You know, you hear stuff from people who watch practice. So, he's very good. Sierra Wright has taken another step as a player. Wright, I think, is an NFL corner.
He has been really good.
Yeah, Singleton is it's different. I've said this before. Singleton last year, remember, missed so much off season and came into the season not exactly right. He was available. But he didn't really come into the season full go. He did this year, and you can tell. Singleton's really good.
So on Sierra Wright, now, I forget what account it was, but there's a USC fan account that was copied. It said Sierra Wright, they showed a long montage saying he's a completely different player than he was at USC in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
He said he looks like a way better player. Kudos to Nebraska for getting that out of him.
If you just go across the secondary, They're pretty good. Now, Guthrie struggled against Maryland.
He did. He did. A couple bad angles, for sure.
Yeah. I would say they miss Malcolm a little bit. Malcolm Hartsaw.
Well, he had the game-winning pick against Cincinnati, game one.
Yeah, he's steady. Playmaker. I know automatically when you say that, there'll be three or four texts that say, no, they're not missing Malcolm. He's a liability. No, he's not a liability. He's one of the best defenders on the team. But I don't like him at corner. You know, I don't like him on a 6'3" receiver.
Our friend Joe in Boulder, again, who brings his gifts friend. A lot, he says, they're about what I expected. Now, if they win the next two games, they'd be 7-1. They'll be above what I expected.
Yeah. Well, and back to the other texter, Emmett's better than I thought.
Yes.
I expressed some degree of reservation about the whole picture back there, that running back picture, but Emmett is... Did I think Emmett would be the second leading rusher in the Big Ten at this point in the season? I wouldn't have guessed that. That's a feather in his cap.
He's
very good.
Yep.
And that makes you, if you just look at these next two games where you think, Nebraska should win, he's a huge reason. If not the biggest reason. I mean, you know he's going to Minnesota and running for some yards, right? He's going to get over 100.
All right, we just said Purdue ran for 253 last week on Minnesota. Not exactly a running school, Purdue.
See, here's the complicated part of that discussion. So I sound like I'm going all in on Nebraska's run game.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado's certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
In a sense, I am. I mean, he's second in the league in running, in rushing. But Nebraska as a team is 90th nationally in rushing. So I'm not all in on their running.
It's kind of odd, isn't it? It's a one-man show for sure.
It is.
And without a quarterback run game either.
That's a lot of it. They don't have a quarterback run game.
By the way, Terrell Farley, a friend, chimes in on YouTube. He says he wishes, going back to special teams, I wish that Kenneth Williams would have ran that kickoff return back for a touchdown. So close to have another feather in your cap there.
Yeah, that Maryland guy is super fast at running.
Kenneth was fast. Kenneth looked good out there, too.
Oh, he's fast.
That guy was a bullet getting to him.
Yeah, the special teams has been sort of remarkable to me because they do this thing where they identify the weakness of the opponent, and then in that week they predict that, okay, we're going to get a punt return this game.
Yep.
Ja'Cory Barney gets a long punt return. Okay, I think we can block a punt if Michigan State shows us a certain look. Bam, blocked it. Last week, undercurrent, it was under the radar, but they were saying we can get a long kickoff return against Maryland.
And they did. After they took the 14-10 lead on Nebraska.
Yeah.
Two straight touchdowns. They said, "Here, how's this for stopping momentum?"
Yeah.
Long kickoff return. Boom.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think special teams is huge in this conversation. Huge.
Texture says this. I want to point out that Nebraska does not win their last two games without the special teams being finally respectable and actually contributing positively to the games. Yes.
Yeah, better than respectable, right?
That's
now.
Why I think that that's a huge reason for the 5-1 being different than last year's 5-1 is Raiola more experienced and special teams being competent and actually more than competent.
Okay, so when you talk about the line play, what you hope now as a Nebraska fan is that the offensive line is squared away now with Pritchett on the left at left tackle and Gunner on the right, and that the Maryland performance carries over, and that you have the line. Then the line becomes what I expected it to be. It hadn't been. It'd been a little bit of a disappointment, not a huge disappointment, but against Maryland it played well.
Yes.
Now, what the coaching staff, you have to give Butler in that defensive coaching and Rule, of course, they've managed the D-line pretty well. And here's another key player that's better than I would have thought, definitely more reliable, is Williams Wanneri.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know. He's a redshirt freshman. He's a young guy. You didn't remember in the spring, there were still some questions. Like, it didn't seem like he had a great spring. But August, he turned it around. And now he's playing more snaps than any lineman. So the reason that's important to me is it suggests reliability. They trust him. And he does make plays. Wanneri is gigantic. And then on the other side, McCullough is big. McCullough is about probably what you expected, if not a little better. And what you hope for McCullough is he continues to kind of catch fire. It just seems like he and Wanneri are so important. You know, because they're so athletic and they can get to the passer.
Big Daddy Travis says, if we didn't have Emmett, they would be 3-3 and maybe 2-4. I don't know if I would go with that. Nebraska would not be 2-4 right now without Emmett Johnson.
Three and three.
I mean, who they losing to? Lose to Cincinnati probably.
Without Emmett, maybe they might have.
Emmett had 100 yards against Cincinnati, and he had a couple catches in that game that were important. He was very important against Cincinnati.
They would have beat Akron. They would have beat Houston Christian. They already lost to Michigan. Because they have beaten Michigan State without Emmett is the question.
Possibly. Was he big in that game? He had 80 rushing yards against them?
Hold on, I got it right. No, I got it. You don't need to look. I got it right here. That's why I keep this right here. Emmett Johnson
against Michigan State.
Ran for...
He had a touchdown in the third quarter to tie it up.
Yeah, 13 for 83.
You could probably survive without that, right?
I don't know.
This is not me trying to put down Emmett Johnson. I'm just trying to say I don't think they'd be 2-4 without him.
Might have been able to. It's a good question, if only because it makes you
like
what Mosey or Makai Nelson or I guess Quentin Ives would look like if you had to lean on him for 15 carries.
Yeah, from Thunder, not Collins. Yeah, Cincy and Maryland likely losses without Emmett. I'd go with that. Yeah, so you're 3-3 without him then. Versus 5-1. Well, that's why he's going to be at this pace considered a first team All Big Ten player.
Yeah.
At this pace, he's on.
Yeah. Valuable. Wow. Hold on. That we just got somewhere.
That's monumental.
Yeah, we just got somewhere. If you can say that Nebraska without Emmett Johnson might be 3-3, think about that
value.
He's
worth two wins.
Think of that value to Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule, think of that value in the context of the Penn State conversation.
Yep.
Matt Rhule wouldn't be in the conversation
no.
if Nebraska's 3-3. Yeah, players
shout
should
out
get,
to
players should get paid.
Nebraska and Dana for bringing Emma Johnson back. He was in the portal for a very short time.
He was.
Came back.
He was. He's playing. I mean, come on, man. I don't know about you, but I didn't expect him to be on pace for 1,300 yards.
No. I didn't see that Maryland game coming. We've never seen Emmett look like that. 176 rushing yards, like 50 yard. I mean, his 50 yarder, he was juking the whole way down the field. Mm-hmm. It looked awesome.
Well, that was a great run. What I appreciate about him is his 4 yard runs look good to me a lot of the time.
Well, think about
he fights for yards.
Also, think about, you know, the first drive is always designed. You know,
yes.
And Nebraska went run heavy.
Yeah.
Emmett Johnson, 12 yards, 15 yards, 8 yards. They knew they had something against what was supposed to be a stout defensive front for Maryland, which was a good defensive front, but Nebraska ran the ball very well. And I don't think people saw that coming.
Oh, I don't didn't. Know. Now, hold on. What do you do if there's two hard-charging rush-ins? You run it right at them.
Well, I'm going to see what Washington did. The previous week,
I don't know if Washington, they should have with Coleman, their big running back. See what they did.
I'll pull it up real
but
quick.
That's what Dana said, Jake. That's not a simple creation. They said it before the game and they said it after the game. We're going to slow those freshman ends 29-9. We're going to have to run it.
Washington, the previous week against Maryland on the road, had a total of 36 carries for 115. That's 3 yards a carry. Jonah Coleman, star running back, had 18 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown.
I would have liked to see what that first series
was. His longest run was 6 yards in that game.
Mm-hmm. Well, they tried it. I mean, I don't know. I thought it made sense to do what Nebraska did. That's hindsight, but it made sense going into me. Because those guys, you watch the game. 29-9, those freshman rush-ins were real.
They were good.
Pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, especially 9. He was God. I mean, when he trotted out on the field, come on, man. That's 6'6 and like 255. It just looks like a racehorse, you know. That's a werewolf coming off the edge.
One more thought. This is from Tom in Rhode Island, New Texas.
We have a Rhode Island.
I think when we did our roll call, we had Josh here back a couple years ago. We were trying to get all 50 states, and we did not have Rhode Island represented. It was like we had like 7 or 8 short, and that was one of them. So thank you, Tom, for being here. He says, this year's 5-1 is different than last year. Defense was better last year, and the offense and special teams dragged them down to the 1-5 finish. This year's special teams is much better, but Dylan and the defense might be liabilities down the stretch. He says Dylan could be a liability.
Dylan and the what?
And the defense.
I'm not.
Special teams dragged him down last year. This year, it's much better. But Dylan and the defense, from Tom in Rhode Island, says, might be liabilities down the stretch.
Yeah.
Five picks in 3 games is concerning to the fan base, which is understood and allowed to be concerned.
I think that Dylan's maturity will pull him out of this. Pull him out? Is he in a funk? I don't know if he's in a funk. I mean, just led him to a victory with 280-plus yard drives. I don't know that I'd call it a funk. He's just got to cut down the turnovers.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. He knows it. I think they'll adjust. I mean, they have another part of the discussion that's critical is just the coordinator picture in general. I mean, you upgraded offensive coordinator a little bit?
Yes.
So
he did that November last year.
Right.
So late season.
But I don't count it that. I don't look at it like that because Dana was in scramble mode when he got here.
Yes.
So,
but Dana did a great job in a short time last season. I mean, they put 40-plus points in Wisconsin here.
Pretty good job, yeah.
I mean, against USC, the first game he called, you could see different things.
Yeah, it was
you
better.
Saw Emma get involved in the pass game a lot more.
Yeah, it was better. But he was able to settle in throughout the offseason.
Right.
Now, so you have an upgrade there. You have an upgrade at special teams coordinator, a severe upgrade. And I'd say Butler's been good. I like Butler.
John Butler has been solid.
Yeah, I like Butler. I like his.
He even says, "Yeah, rush defense not good enough. We gotta get. I would run the ball on us if I were a team." That's what he said.
But I trust him in terms of a tactician. Like I don't worry about it. You're not gonna outthink him. I don't think very often. He's not perfect. No coach is. No coordinator is. Dana's not perfect. Nobody is. But those guys are good. They're good. That's a good bunch of coordinators.
Now, are you departing now or going until 9?
No, I can go till 9.
Okay. All right. I thought you were leaving at 8:30.
I might leave at 8:50.
Okay. We can live with that.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, An odd report about Billy Napier at Florida I want to get to.
Okay.
That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.